Hello, Patriots. How are you today? Thank you for stopping by and Circle Us, Lorraine Company channels. We have several channels and some have old episodes on them because I think they have useful information and visuals that I wanted to get out there in the universe. But, a lot of them need to be updated. I'm using this channel right now because I have a little bit more time on allocated on it. And, you too could be doing your own show. But part of the reason that I am doing what I'm doing is because I realized, well, a couple of things. One, that small businesses were going under. A lot of people I know went under during Obama's first few years of office. And then in the final, in the second term. And then now with the unconstitutional lockdown, a lot of companies and businesses are going under. A lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of people didn't take the job, so they were fired. I mean, all kinds of mayhem has been caused by this immoral, illegal, criminal cartel cabal and the scumbag that they put in along with his minions of disgusting, evil traitors. And you are, and you know it. How you can go in public and pretend that you're not is beyond me. Jane Psaki. Ugh. Anyway, I get mad in the first few minutes of my show. All right, I am going to go over a couple of things, and then I hope that you'll check it out. All right, one of the things is that I've been under cyber attack. My community site that I announced ready for people to post and comment and to blog at and to share and to be in the marketplace. It got taken off. That's the blog that Lori Bell. And years and years of work is gone and I didn't do it. So, I could just go in a corner and cry, but I'm working on something else again. And, I don't understand why I'm such a target, but getting to be old and I'm getting up to the point where I have to sue people. You know, the former owner of Twitter who banned me for years and made me lose my followers and censored my free speech and all the other stuff that they did. I mean, they wrecked businesses. They molded public opinion by keeping information out of the public. So one of the things I try to do is to tell you what's going on so that you don't have to spend years looking at it and researching it like I did, and also so that you don't keep going back to the same alphabet channels that are owned by the Nazi cell of the CIA and controlled by them. And they admit it that they are at the church hearing in the 50s and 60s. And so that you can know, like, okay, I can trust this source. I have been in business for a long time and I know I have a handful of suppliers that I trust. I have a handful of news sources that I trust and have been shown over and over again to be reliable. And so I am offering that for people who want to have their own business, be independent, that they could utilize the resources and the information that I have so that they can expedite, you know, basically being able to pay their bills and feed their families. I mean, people are hurting, not the government workers, not you teachers, you evil scumbag communists. The regular people are hurting, especially the January 6th political prisoners that have been in prison for 2 years and lost their homes and their jobs, and their wives and their kids are living back with their parents and at friends' house because they've lost everything. So you media scum and you demon rats and you government workers and you teachers, you're going to lose everything. Okay. Everything you did to us is going to boomerang back on you. The big payback is coming, and you deserve it tenfold, okay? What you did will be repaid by the Lord and by the Patriots tenfold. And that's not a threat. I'm giving you the heads up to get your affairs in order, because you're in big, big trouble. All right, I want to tell you about reawakeningseries.com. It's reawakeningseries.com. Go to day6truth.org. A lot of other channels too, but that one in particular, you can donate to the fund to help the patriots that are in prison because of the D.C. cabal cops and the Satanists and the Marxists and the Black Panthers that they hired in D.C. Well, you think Obama didn't pack the D.C. courts and the D.C. police, his scumbag pals from the Black Panthers? He was endorsed by the Black Panthers. Do you think Obama didn't make sure that he had protection around him? He didn't even want regular Secret Service. He wanted to have his Black Panther buddies protect his swarmy ass, because he knew that the regular Secret Service would realize what a scumbag, crook, fraud, usurper he was, ineligible scumbag that he is, and he was afraid that they wouldn't protect him, so he got his own Black Panther security detail, and that's why he had all this sudden deaths of Secret Service going on, to shut them up. Yeah, that's how this shadow government works, okay? They kill people, okay? These are Nazi leftovers. You have to get your heads around that. They didn't just suddenly become nice people. They are the most ruthless, evil, satanic, occult group in history, and that's who took over, okay? They didn't become nice. So I'm building another website because of being cyber attacked. I had announced on Getter about the community site being ready and went boom offline. And my other sites went offline too. And I got those came back, but not the community site. I'm working on another one. And, you know, it's like I don't even want to invite you to come over to it, but you can check it out. The Lori Bella, I put up and use to basically consolidate information to help people stay informed, because a lot of people just plain aren't, and they're too distracted and worn out to keep abreast of things. So that's the Lori, L-O-R-I, Bella, B-E-L-L-A, .com. And then if you hit on the, look at it on a laptop or a computer, you hit on the directory and it gives you all the key organizations and businesses and companies and news that's involved in trying to solve this big mess. And it's a big mess, people. And it's going to take a long time. And it's going to take all of us working together. And, you know, unless you want to be under tyranny, and if you want to be in a FEMA camp and you want to have a depopulation globalist whack jobs, you know, being your boss and telling you how much money you can make and where you can live, and like what we see now with the banks going on, where their Silicon Valley bank is being pulled out by Biden, because that's where all the scumbags have their money. So bottom line is, a reckoning is coming. So you got to be on the same page, because it might help people not to be in the streets killing each other and rioting and looting like the Democrats' base does. You evil scum. All you know how to do is ferment division and misinformation and make people be divided. Our country was more united in the 50s and 60s than it is right now. And that's the media's fault. And that's why you were loathed. You should be afraid of these right-wing nut jobs, as you like to call it, coming after you, being at your house, harassing you, bothering you when you're out eating or shopping or picking up your kids from daycare. Okay, we could be as evil and wicked as you. We just choose not to be because we are the Lord's people. I don't know who you belong to, but it's not the Lord. So frustrated. All right, so I'm going to talk about the Crown real briefly. I think it'd be nice if the churches and organizations worked on doing crowns, because the whole thing is the Book of Acts says that we're supposed to rule and reign. We're supposed to be in charge. We are supposed to rule like an occupying army where we set the rules. And we haven't been doing that because we've had really marshmallow, dumb down, uninformed, unspiritual pastors and priests and rabbis in authority. And they didn't know what they were talking about because they got into it because they didn't know what else to do for a living. And I know that because I know pastors, and some of them are great, and some of them say that, you know, they know a lot of really lazy pastors. And so anyway, the crown thing, you don't want to have, you can buy crowns like and make them out of paper, obviously. You could go to Burger King and get crowns. But one craft that I saw that I thought was cute was using lace, which is about like $11 for a couple of yards. And so you could get a few out of it. And then you Mod Podge it with watered down Mod Podge, and then you have the kids decorate it with jewels from, you know, Oriental Trading or, you know, someplace else. And that way it's stiff and it looks cute, but it's not dangerous. Like if it broke or if it got a splinter from the plastic, you know, getting a crack, or that someone fell over or, you know, had something hard go into their face because of wearing a crown. So that's something to keep in mind for the little people, is to, you know, use something that's, you know, rigid but soft, and that the lace is a good idea. And I'll post a picture of it later. All right, I wanted to go over AmericanFrontlineDoctors.org. They have breaking news going on. That's a place that you need to pay attention to, because those people, like Dr. Fielmick, who's a German, and Tom Renz, who's an attorney, Dr. Northrup, they're telling the truth because they're not owned. And Attorney Lee Dundas is over there, and she's a real fighter, civil rights attorney. There's a lot of people who, you know, got their law degree and got into being involved in the legal aspect of things because they actually have integrity and they care about the public and they want things to be right. And, you know, JFK and Bobby Kennedy, they were Democrats, but they were reasonable Democrats. Okay, they were like what would be considered a Republican today. I consider myself a conservative because I believe in conserving nature and conserving resources and being frugal and being not wasting our tax dollars. And a lot of what the John Birch Society advocates, I think, is, you know, where I stand. Also, it was the Republican Party that was very influential in getting the park system and preservation of nature, which I'm the Yosemite Park and other parks. A lot of that was done by the Republican Party or people in the Republican Party that realized that we had to preserve the wildlife. And the Democrats get involved and they start using the government to seize land and use, it's an endangered species. We need to take this land because it's got a turtle on it or whatever that is endangered, or it has, like in the Bakersfield North area, of California. The EPA came in and shut down the farming agricultural community there because they said that there was a little fish called a smelt that was endangered. It's all bull. They're seizing property because they are greedy SOBs. And, you know, it's San Francisco and Sacramento and L.A. that's filled with a bunch of leftists that can't conserve water, can't conserve energy, can't do what they're supposed to do. Okay, they're the ones that are the gluttons. They're the ones that are the beasts. They are the ones that waste. And then they, like right now in California, you have to thank God because of the rainmaker, Wayne Allen Root, I think, and a lot of prayer. The drought has finally broken. We're getting rain all the time now. My grass is like a foot tall because it hasn't had rain in years and years and years. I'm worried that the ground's going to cave in because it's so saturated. I never, ever thought that I'd have a water problem in California. When I came, it was during the El Nino, and it was, you know, like very tropical storms all the time. So as I told you before in past episodes, California used to have the climate of Hawaii, okay? And that's not because of anything that mankind, humans are doing. It's because of the natural flow and pattern of climate changes. But it's also attributed to and affected by these HAARP weather machines that they're using, stopspraingus.org. Find out more about that. There's a lot of people that are telling the truth, but of course, you're not going to hear about that if you're only talking to stupid-ass Democrats and union workers and government workers that are overpaid. You know that some of these people in the government, in school system, they're putting out false information saying that oh, our average employee makes $25,000 a year. Yeah, that's your summer help that you hire, or your janitor comes in once a week or whatever. But school bus drivers working for the public school system is making $160,000 a year. My oldest sister was a school bus driver. Okay, I know damn well what they pay. I worked for colleges. I worked for as a volunteer in high schools, grammar schools. I know what the hell's going on, okay? So stop lying to the public, pretending that, you know, underpaid government workers. You're the most biggest, fattest, overpaid, unworthy people there are. Government has to be slashed because you can't do your jobs and everything's falling apart. People are finding that out with their health care. You know, they have morons running things that can't even put in the information about people correctly, so they can't find your records. This is the result of Obama. Obama is the biggest nation wrecker that there ever was after Woodrow Wilson, Princeton University professor who segregated our country. Democrat. Okay, it's a pattern. Democrats segregated. They wanted to succeed. They wanted slavery. Okay, they founded the KKK. Okay, it's you Democrats that are the problem. It's not us. So stop lying. All right, I wanted to go over the events in your area. I know I get very frustrated, but it's like I have been so screwed with so long and can't get a break that I just, you know, makes me just feel like crying. I get knocked down, but I get back up again. All right, so events in your area. I have a newsletter. I post it. It's on the directory that I just created. I want to tell you a little bit about that directory. People are included in it that aren't necessarily Trump fans, not necessarily Republicans or conservatives or even Christians or even devout practicing real Jews, not the fake Kasarian occult mafia Jews, real Jews. There's people who care about our country, know that they're changing rapidly, and know that we're in trouble. So I included a lot of people in it, and you can find it by going to Lori Bella, and then on the front page, I have a product. You scroll down, it's the marketplace product, and it's basically if you want to be included. I'm basically saying if you want to be put into this thing, you know, it's $20 a year, and I'll, you know, include you in the show, include you in the directory, include you. And then a part of that, I'm hoping at least $10 goes towards the fund for the scholarships. But, you know, I no sooner had my fundraiser back up on the community site that everyone could see and participate in, and it was very nice. And then the whole site goes down. So I if you want to make a contribution to the Rawhide Ranch Rescue Kids, send it to the address on the website and just mark it that it's you know, for the kids scholarship fund. Anyway, if you look at that product, the Encircle Alliance Marketplace, if you click on the box that says ICU guide, it goes to the directory that I've created. I cannot download it for some reason, being blocked from doing that, which makes it hard because then I have to figure out a way to get it out there. And it's pretty big, and so it takes a while to load, to give it the chance to load. But the other thing is that if you click on the right-hand top corner of that, you can animate it, which is kind of nice because it makes it go faster. But it's basically like a booklet that you can help your group to organize with. I'm trying to explain that part of this is that I want you to contact me if you need referrals, if you have someone who's, you know, you think has been a victim of, you know, trafficking, sex trafficking, or if you, you know, are interested in being involved in as a caregiver or a volunteer, or providing foster care or a safe house, temporary home. When they find these kids, and some of them are teens, some of them are adults, but a lot of them are just, you know, young. You can't just like give them to Child Protective Services, because there's a lot of bad people in that too. I hate to say it, a lot of Hillary and Obama pals are in that organization, and they're not helping kids, put it that way. And the Catholic Charities, they're doing their best, but you know, there's a lot of bad people in that as well. I mean, the evil doesn't go you know, public. It's very sneaky and covert. So anyway, on that directory, which pops up in the canva.com, I try to lay out, you know, what's going on, who's involved. And as I said, not everyone is, you know, pro-Trump or even a Republican or a conservative or even a Christian. It's just that these are people that I think are, you know, trying to do something good and make a difference. And you might not know about them if you didn't look at the directory. So that's on LoriBella.com, on the product Circle Alliance Marketplace, and then Boss's ICU Guide. I put this off on Rumble and on YouTube, and it, you know, has like 3 views. So I'm being suppressed there as well. But also, I can't seem to upload this whole directory to either place. And so it's, you know, problematic because I'm also using photos that are out there on the internet. Some of them, I think, are the person, the, you know, that they, from their Twitter or whatever, their Facebook. So it shouldn't be a copyright on it. I shouldn't be in trouble, but probably, you know, have. Just trying to help, okay? I'm trying to get everyone organized, give them tools like the newsletter that you can make at smor.com. I'm sorry, smore.com. And you know, they can, you know, talk to your group that you can use the videos I've made to kind of inspire them and get them motivated. Because it's like, it's so, so complex and involved, and you know, besides entertainers and need professionals, they need teachers, they need medical care, they need to figure out facilities that are already built because of inflation, they can't build anything, so they have to repurpose, you know, other buildings, you know, empty storefronts, I think the churches, especially the ones in Europe that are empty because they are so spiritually dead there, let the whole country go down the tubes and lose their faith because of stupid communists getting in power. The churches in Europe can be utilized for learning centers as well as healing centers as well as training centers. So you can have events going on. When I say about the events, the nationwide event schedule is on the front of LoriBella.com. You have the Truth Tour happening in March. You have the Skippity Doodah event in Florida in May. There's a Freedom Fest in July, Memphis, Tennessee. Moms for Liberty is a new organization that's getting involved. Huey Lewis in the news, he's got events going on. He's a good guy. He's very prophetic in his songs and his involvement in Back to the Future. I mean, I tried to consolidate this all. Five Time Show, the TimeToFreeAmerica.com, America Fest. I mean, as I said there was going to be an explosion of events and a deluge of books and movies and screenplays and all that. I'm trying to work on that too, okay? I'm trying to help people stay organized, and I can't even get myself organized. So it's like I have to just, you know, realize that I've done what I can do. And, you know, I encourage you to follow me on Twitter, mainly because I don't care anymore. I just say what I want to say, and then I get banned, but it's Lori and Company _. So it's Lori and Company _. And also Encircle Us Team. I wanted to pay attention to what Steve Cortez, Cortes, says. Look at him on Twitter. He's posted about the economy and what's going on there. Pay attention, because DC Drano is a good person to follow. Julie Kelly is an actual investigative journalist and the real deal. And you have Jesse Kelly, who's a former Marine, and I trust him because the Lord told me to. And Greg Kelly. So you have these Kelly clan in this. We have the Parrish clan, that's my clan. We have the Smith clan, that's another part of my family. We have people from every country almost involved in this, and a lot of Dutchies. And the Dutch are going to make a difference. Pay attention to what the Dutch farmers are doing. They're standing up. Get involved, if nothing else, get involved with John Birch Society and the Lion International Group, Lions Club International, Rotary Club International. Those are informed people. I'm going to try to get another couple minutes on this. I wanted to go over the people that I wanted, businesses that are local that I wanted to highlight and showcase. But like usual, I talk too much. All right. Be bold, be brave, and we'll all be free. And God bless America so we can bless the world. I'm going to come back on in a few minutes if I can get some extra time added on.